And with that little tweak from Jarvash, take a bow, you smug thing. That's your exobiology revision done. Now, if anyone needs any relationship advice, obviously lurk behind one of those laurel trees with hankies and or biscuits and we'll talk it through. Although they don't deserve you and you're better off without them. Otherwise, clear off back to your dorms and don't forget to leave a lettuce leaf for the turtle on your way out.
Thanks, Professor Summerfield.
This way.
Good night.
Night, Simon. Watch out for any shooting stars. Professor, that nickname's gonna stick. Right then, let's start on my rounds of the trees. Don't have time for this, really. Anyone? Anyone? Come on, there's gotta be someone. Rajel? Surely you've got back together with Gonam and we all know how that'll end again. No? Actually, no one. I'm genuinely talking to myself. Well, I can always toast these marshmallows and look at the stars. There are worse things in life. The stars are beautiful. I wonder if they'll invade tonight. Who's there? I said, who's there? Come on. If it's a student, don't be shy. If you're from the principal, then... Well, yes, I am technically hiding illegally in academy grounds, but I prefer to think of it as an informal sublet. Hello? Oh, come on, whoever it is, you want something. Come out.
Good evening.
Oh. Hello?
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I really didn't.
What were you doing?
I was watching you.
That sounds...
Creepy, I know. Sorry.
Who are you?
Don't worry. I'm just a gardener. My name's Wintergreen. Going to stand there watching me?
Long enough.
Long enough for what? You're welcome to help me plant some bulbs.
No, thank you.
Suit yourself. Look, it's just... Sorry, you didn't tell me your name.
Bernice. Everyone calls me Benny.
Benny? Yeah, of course they do. Benny, you're an outcast living wild in the grounds of a military academy.
Yeah.
Do you really think you should be stalking my every move? I'm not sure it's the best tactic for remaining unnoticed.
The principal and I have an unspoken understanding.
Oh, yes.
Or more or less. We leave each other alone. Like rival gods. Neither of us quite believes in the other.
I see. So why are you interested in me?
You're new.
New? Gosh.
This academy is on an asteroid hidden near the front line of a massive space war. The students here are being trained up to lead the next wave. We have to be on the lookout for infiltrators.
I'm a gardener.
Of course you are. In which case, why are you planting winter flowering bulbs in the spring?
Well,
thought so.
Damn, 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 damn. Oh, I hate myself sometimes.
A spy.
Obviously?
Yes!
Perhaps he's just a terrible gardener. And it can't be easy recruiting people to come out here.
Simon, that's not it.
You're paranoid.
I'm paranoid? I'm the one being searched for right now. There are actual armed cadets combing the woods for me. As we speak. Paranoid?
You're sure they're searching for you?
What's hardly likely to be your turtle?
Pay no attention to her, Squidgy. she's putting on weight.
Squidgy is a free-range turtle. He's always nipping off to nibble on some grass.
Perhaps he's the spy. I'll tell Dad about that when I phone him tonight.
Not coming to see me later, then?
Afraid I'll have to skip it. You know what family like. Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
And at the moment, well, I've got to be careful being seen around you.
Sure. Just don't want you failing that test.
That search party's getting close.
Yeah.
They're on to us.
Told your turtle to chew more quietly. Traitor.
Oh, fine. You lot! I've searched over here. Nothing doing. Let's try the quadrant by the stream.
Okay, Captain, go back the way. Okay.
Catch you later, Professor.
Gotta love a man in uniform.
Well played. You're very good at tennis.
Thanks. Thanks. Sorry. I think a few of the balls may have hit those rhododendron bushes.
Which ones are they?
Those.
Oh, right.
You are the new gardener, aren't you?
Yes, of course. Just taking some cuttings for composting. You're Simon Kyle, aren't you? Benny's friend.
Yes. And yes.
Do you like her?
I'm a friend. Why are you asking? I mean, sorry, but, you know, someone new turns up on campus, starts asking questions...
I like her too. And I can't tell you how long I've been waiting to tell you this, but... if you're thinking of betraying her to the Academy, don't. It'll break her heart.
I wasn't. Why would I? I make sure the patrols miss her. We all do.
Oh, but not even with her suspicious behaviour and the principal on the lookout for spies?
No, not Benny. Not the professor.
I'm glad to hear it.
Has she talked to you about me? Only you know my name.
No.
She has, hasn't she? She really thinks I'd betray her.
No, not at all. Honestly, not.
Don't bother lying. I see what it's really like. She's out there in the woods and she's spending too much time alone. She no longer trusts her friends. Not even me.
It's not like that. I mean, she has concerns.
Concerns?
But, you know, time of heightened tension. Who isn't going to be a little bit paranoid?
She thinks I'm plotting against her. I do more every day to make sure the patrols miss her. I ensure the wrong people don't get rotated to go and look for her. I do all that, and she thinks... Oh, unbelievable.
No, wait!
Thanks for telling me how it really is. But if you'll excuse me, I need to be alone.
Simon, come back! Oh, what have I done?
And now she won't talk to me, or even look at me in class.
Well, that's all very sad, Vorash. There.
Do you think it's over?
Never give up. That's what I say. What's her body language like?
Sorry?
When she's avoiding you, does she keep her arms tucked in or open?
Open.
Then there's some hope. Thing is, it means you've really screwed up. You've got to find out what it is you've done, and then, whatever it is, you've got to apologise for it.
But I haven't done anything.
Find out, apologise, mean it.
Okay.
Good. Not many people came out tonight. No, Simon, for instance. I mean, I'd have thought, with exams looming...
We've extra classes.
Uh-huh. You're shifting around when you say that.
We're on high alert. The enemy fleet is close by.
Right.
The principal says they'll try to infiltrate the academy as they pass.
Got you. Wipe out the next wave of generals. Wait. Is that why they've been searching the woods for the last few days? Do they think the spy's me?
None of us do.
And Simon?
Have you been speaking to anyone?
No. Well, yes, obviously. You lot, extra tuition, dealing with your problems, that's all I do here.
Good. And since you asked, Simon's been making sure the search parties avoid your camp.
Has he? Well, that's news to me.
Professor?
I think I need to clear the air.
Forget it, Benny! Leave me alone!
Come back, Simon! Stop being childish!
Sorry to interrupt. Is everything okay?
Oh, it's you.
Yes, me. Just gardening. I'm watering the lawn.
It rained last night.
Oh, that's just due. Was that Simon? You two still friendly, yes?
Yes. Well, no, he's behaving really oddly. Have I done something wrong?
I don't know. Have you?
Obviously not. He's just been avoiding me for some reason. I tried asking him about it and he was all polite ice. Obviously, I shouted at him.
You've really screwed up. You've got to find out what it is you've done, and then whatever it is, you've got to apologise for it.
What's that?
Just something someone said once. Doesn't matter.
Sounds like bobbins if you ask me. It's like he doesn't trust me. And he's my best friend here.
But, well, maybe.
Don't go telling me he's not worth it. You could sell plastic dolls of him.
I really wouldn't rely on my taste in men.
It's fine. Sort it out myself. Oh, what a mess! Goddess!
Ooh, do you have to?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a nun or something?
No, I'm just a gardener. Sorry. Sorry about all this.
Why? It's not your fault.
No.
Exactly. If you'll excuse me, I have to get back to my camp. I need to learn how to make voodoo dolls.
Down there!
You!
Yeah, me! There's room for two up this tree. Come up!
What? How?
Rope ladder! Ugh. Welcome aboard. Get your breath back.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, fairly important, actually. That search party is coming this way, and your choking may well give us away.
Right.
We're above the gas here. If you just breathe gently, you'll find you want to die a little bit less in a moment or two.
Thanks. Doing up a tree?
I'm a gardener.
Right.
What are you doing up a tree?
The principal seems to have taken against me. Suddenly he's stopped tolerating his local lovable outlaw. Anyway, the search party's moving on, so there's probably no harm in me getting down.
Not just yet. They really are looking for you. See? Over there.
That flickering light.
It's your camp. They've set it on fire.
What?
I'm sorry. They're not giving up this time.
Simon. What do we do now?
Well, since we're stuck up here, let's have a chat, shall we?
This is going to be a long night.
Isn't it? So, what's a girl like you doing up a tree like this?
Seriously?
Well, you know. How did you come here?
Could ask you the same.
You first? I mean, this academy. What made you decide to come here?
When I was young, I was angry.
Young.
I wanted revenge against the enemy. For what they'd done to my parents. To my home. Joining up seemed logical, you know. Join the army, grab a gun, blast some tin, that's what you do. Problem is, well, military academies, kind of...
Militaristic?
Yeah. I mean, not all the time. Oh no, there's tennis. Also, musicals. Which isn't that surprising, given the number of young men in uniform, but still. That's just the icing on the donut.
And the donut itself is stale and tastes of fascist?
Yeah. But don't get me wrong, I'm still angry, I'm still a fighter.
Are you, though?
I want revenge, I just want to do it on my own terms, not as some dumb drone.
You could walk away.
I could. Sometimes I think about it.
But you don't. You just sit in the woods.
Are you prodding my ego to see if it falls over?
Will it?
No. I'm a rebel.
A rebel who helps all the other soldiers become better soldiers? Who offers help with their homework? Really, you're an unpaid teaching assistant.
I'm not.
You're helping this academy in so many ways. You are. Look, think about it. If people have had enough, do they come to you?
Yes.
And then what?
They hang around.
And then?
Well, they normally get bored and go back to the academy.
You're a safety net. That's what you are. Those kids who come to you, they could clear off. But a couple of days with you in the woods and you're cooking.
Hey! You can come for me, but if you come for my cooking, I'll knock you out of this tree.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure everyone loves nettle stew.
Well, it's not that bad. I have a few comforts. There's fresh water from the stream, and I can sneak into the dorms for a shower.
Most rebellions don't get their plumbing from the opposition.
What's your point?
Where do you see this going? How long's this sulk going to last?
It's not a sulk! I've been out here a while.
You're brilliant. You're talented, but... Benny, you've stalled. This isn't making a decision, it's ducking it, and you're alone.
I'm not! The students are my friends!
They're hunting you!
Oh, it'll blow over!
Seriously? You seriously forgive them? How needy is that?
Oh, shut up! You know nothing about me!
Oh, no. Of course I don't.
Anyway, there's Simon.
Ah, yes.
I look after his turtle.
Is that a convoluted euphemism for go out with?
Normally protects me. I don't understand. I thought we'd have sorted it out. I shouted at him a lot. That normally resolves things.
Does it?
Can we talk about something else?
Sure. What do you want to be when you grow up? A soldier? Or something else? And if so, what?
I don't know.
Perhaps you're spending all your time helping other people out because you don't know how to help yourself.
Ouch.
It's just an observation.
Quite a bitchy one. From a gardener.
It's a vocation.
You're a terrible gardener. I saw you pulling up geraniums thinking they were weeds.
I said it was a vocation. I didn't say I was good at it.
Why are you so interested in me?
I see a lot of myself in you. You're a kindred spirit. You're my project.
I'm gonna end up as dead as the principal's rose bushes. That man's an idiot.
But he's effective. All these students, all these people you thought were friends, he's got them combing the woods looking for you.
He's just exploiting a situation.
That's what good military leaders do.
I thought they were my friends.
They are. He's exploited their fear, their paranoia. Nudged them to do something they feel sheepish, ashamed of. They'll need another target, something they can lash out against. He'll give that to them, and so win their loyalty.
The whole academy could be invaded at any moment. And he's playing mind games.
Stopping them from asking what's really going on. The only person who is still asking, if she can be bothered, is you.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't leave you much.
To be fair, I didn't have that much to burn. Well, now the sun's up, at least they've left us alone. I would offer you a cup of coffee, but... the cups are my mother's.
I'm sorry. Well, perhaps they can be...
Forget it. Move on, that's life. No sense in looking back. At least now I know who my friends really are. Everyone who came to my open-air seminars, people who drank my tea, laughed at my jokes, ate my crudding marshmallows, they did this.
Ah! Well, here's something. Squidgy, he's fine.
Simon's turtle.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
Simon's a prefect, Captain. Of course they're not going to roast his pet.
Well, there is that. I'll put him out some water.
You're going to keep limping.
I landed badly. No longer as spry as I once was.
Aha! What about this?
My diary!
I didn't burn it. Just tossed it behind the bush. Small mercies.
Don't read it.
Ooh, you have an interesting approach to history.
I said don't read it!
No. I'm sorry. Here. I don't know how I'd feel if someone else read my diary.
You don't keep a diary?
I do, actually.
Not losing it again.
Not a bad starter to clean up. Come on, back to my hut. I'll fix you some breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
The post-it notes covering up some entries?
History is written by the winning side. I rewrite some entries.
When you've won?
Or the battles never happened and I just stayed in and read a book.
Very sensible. How are you going to cover last night?
Might take a couple of days off. Funny.
What is?
The ground here. You're a gardener, you tell me.
It's been disturbed.
It's like a landmine's gone off. All the dirt thrown up and then down again, or something burrowed into it or crashed.
Three good theories.
There was a shooting star the other night. Could that have been it? Something is definitely up.
But what about some breakfast?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, what about sorting out your camp?
Later.
Okay then, bacon roll?
Fine, thanks.
Well then, I'll leave you to it. I'm starving. My hut's just over there. You're welcome to tea anytime.
Sure, thanks.
Some battles are already won.
Hey, Simon!
Not now, Benny. What are you doing here?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting? Were you planning on setting fire to someone else's possessions?
I had nothing to do with that.
Sure.
Now is not a good time for you to be seen on campus.
I'm really running out of places to go. Also, I'm the same Benny I was a couple of days ago. Haven't changed my political opinions. Haven't even changed my t-shirt because, hey, they all got burnt.
Benny. I have your best interests at heart.
So why am I suddenly not welcome?
Because things have changed. Two students were caught signalling the enemy. Or at least, that's what it looks like. The principal is cracking down on...
Me?
On unorthodox elements. You've no idea what it's like in the academy. Everyone now suspecting everyone else. And they're afraid. If the fleet detects us, Benny...
And you suspect me of being a traitor? The enemy killed my parents!
Everyone is suspected.
So what? I'm supposed to be grateful to be included?
Benny, don't you think it's time you came back to the academy? The atmosphere there is poisonous.
You're not selling it.
People are denouncing each other. You could bring back a bit of sanity. Instead of which, you're just sat out in the woods, on your own.
I see. So setting fire to my camp was your way of, what, encouraging me?
How many times? I had nothing to do with that.
I don't believe you.
God, that gardener She said you were
the
paranoid.
Gardener!
Benny!
If you need me, you know exactly where you'll find me.
So, Squidgy, that went well? No, no. Feel free to argue with me. When you finish that lettuce leaf and develop the powers of speech and realise that at the peak of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is the need to always agree with Bernice Surprise Summerfield. Dear diary, things I will not lie about in my diary today. There is something buried in the academy grounds. It shouldn't be here. Things I will lie about in my diary today. Arguing with Simon. My fear of imminent death. That I'm really tempted to chuck it all in and rejoin the academy. The only person I have left to talk to is a turtle. Oh, and Miss Wintergreen, I suppose.
Just a moment. Oh, hello.
Hello. Does the offer of tea still stand?
Oh, of course. Kettle's just boiled. Come in.
Oh, sorry. Didn't realise you had company.
Oh, that's just Pops. Say hello, old boy.
Blimey. That is one old werewolf. Sorry, no offence.
Oh, Pops is harmless enough.
But a werewolf? I mean... Is he your father?
No. Take a seat. This place is tiny, but there's always more room than you'd think.
They say they found a couple of spies up at the academy.
So?
Not that you'd be interested in spies.
Of course not. I'm just a gardener.
Just a gardener. Yes. Thought you'd like to know.
Thank you.
Not that you're a spy.
No.
You haven't, at any point, chatted to Simon about me. Have you?
No. Why would I do that? Are you two okay?
Yeah, couldn't be better.
How's the digging going?
I'm rather enjoying it.
Really?
There's something buried down there.
You may well be right. What do you think it could be?
Can't tell. I'm going slowly, though. It's almost too tempting to just, you know, attack it, but it's got to be done properly. Sorry, it's just digging. I must sound so pretentious.
Michelangelo said that inside every block of marble, a sculpture is hiding. It's just knowing how to reveal it.
Okay, he sounds way more pretentious. What I'm trying to say is that if I don't do it properly, something may be missed. I think it's important.
I agree with you.
I'm starting to fancy myself as an archaeologist.
Hmm.
Never really considered it. Never really thought about anything other than fighting back against the enemy. Against the academy. Against anyone who tries to help me.
Is this your way of apologising?
No. Still really annoying.
You should realise that even when you do nothing, you've always done something more.
How so?
You've dropped out, but you're still helping out your friends.
They set fire to my camp. I think I'm allowed to defriend them.
They're still your friends.
Is it hard to become an archaeologist?
I guess. You just need to love it. There's a lot of studying. If you're going to do it properly.
Just as you studied to become a gardener.
Exactly. Listen, Bernice.
What?
Oh, no, not now!
It's an enemy scout! It's found us!
A single scout?
Imagine if a fleet finds us!
Why aren't we firing back?
I don't know!
We've got to stop it reporting in!
Probably already too late!
We've got to try, Simon! I always know what side I'm on!
Benny! Come back! I can't! I can't!
Oi! You, why aren't you firing the gun?
I can't!
Are you hurt?
Burnt! Flash! My eyes!
Let me look at you. Let's see.
Is it bad?
It's very. But we can deal with it. This gun needs two people. I need your help.
I can't!
Yes, you can! We have to take down that scout. Where's the other gunner?
She was standing by me. The blast! She's gone! I think.
You think?
Well, her scream stopped.
I see. I'm sorry, but come on, help me with this thing.
I can't see!
Focus, focus, the turret! We are gonna blast that thing into hell!
What?
Just use your instinct. Training's a muscle memory. That's right. Raise the turret while I focus in.
Is it coming towards us?
Yes. We've attracted its attention. Should make it easier to target. Down just a little.
Shouldn't we run?
No, we keep our cool.
You're a natural at this.
Am I though? Just a little more. Stop moving so fast there. Focusing. Why won't you focus? Come on. Come on, please. No! I got you killed. So, that's it, is it? You've worked out as a two-person gun and you're gloating.
Nope, not today.
You!
Oh, that juicy red button. Go on, push it. Oh, that felt good.
How did you do that? You're a gardener.
I hate slugs.
The kid. He's dead.
Yes.
I didn't know what I was doing and he died.
Yes.
You're supposed to say something comforting right now.
Yes. But it wouldn't help, would it?
No.
Sandarin.
I can walk by myself, you know.
Thank you for bringing her. You may go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You wanted to see me, Principal?
A moment, please.
Ah. Pretending to have things to do. A little bit of writing before you attend to me. Putting me in my place. You know it's a tactic. I know it's a tactic. So why bother?
Because it works, Summerfield. And I have a lot to do. The Academy has been attacked. Students have been killed. Property has been damaged.
Glad you got the order right there.
Enough.
I stopped it. I shot that scout down. I may have prevented it from alerting the fleet, and I'm guessing you're not going to thank me and give me a book token.
The Academy has tolerated you, Summerfield. We're a sophisticated military training camp in hostile space. We're bristling with expensive tracking technology. Do you really think we couldn't find a friendless dropout in a forest?
Friendless?
Yours is a novel form of protest. Thanks to you, my students are going to the front line quicker and better prepared.
You're welcome.
You're not an anarchist. You're just desperate to fit in. You've always wanted to belong, but you never have. Have you, Summerfield?
I take the world on my own terms.
I think you do belong, finally. Today's events have proved it.
This is you saying thank you.
I think you're the spy we've been looking for. You drew that scout ship here.
I shot it down!
Perhaps you staged all this so that we'd think you were a hero.
What?!
Or perhaps it was remorse.
Remorse?
You've gone over to the other side.
They murdered my parents.
And yet, that hasn't stopped you. Sad.
I'm not a spy.
Oh, you're not, are you? There has to be a spy in the Academy. I think it's you.
No! Wait. If anyone is...
Yes?
It's Wintergreen. She's the spy.
Wintergreen?
Your new gardener.
We don't have a new gardener.
Oh.
made of this. Let go of me! Honestly, you know, I can keep this shouting up all day. You! What you're feeling on those BBC trousers? I mean, I'll grant you they're clingy, but so are Labradors, and I'm not sure I'd fancy either clamped round my... Oh.
You, one gathers, are Miss Wintergreen, my new gardener.
Yes.
Come on in. We have much to talk about, including espionage and your employment, which came as a surprise to me.
Well, surprise is my middle name. Oh, you!
I gather you know Miss Summerfield.
Hello, Wintergreen.
Miss Summerfield was just leaving us.
How could you? You Judas, you snake in the grass, you viper!
We'll have plenty of time to talk about the snakes inside. Come on.
You regret this!
I'm sorry.
You two, escort Summerfield off the premises. She's banished.
What? I helped you!
And that's why you're not on your way to a penal colony. Which you still will be if I find a trace of you on this asteroid tomorrow. Good day, Summerfield. And thank you for saving us from attack.
Come on. Archaeology can't be hurried, but I could really do with the answer or a digger before they throw me off this rock.
What are you doing?
What? Oh, it's you. Hello, Wolfman. What are you doing out?
I was looking for... I can't remember her name.
Your daughter?
She's not my daughter.
Are you sure about that? Well, Miss Wintergreen is... she's up at the academy.
Why?
Because I saved my own skin.
What does that mean?
Look, be honest with me. She's not a spy, is she?
Oh, no.
Well, then she'll be fine.
What are you doing?
Digging this thing up, or trying to. I think it was some sort of craft or a satellite. Could be an enemy tracking box or something. There's lots of bits of components and things. Something definitely crashed here, and I don't know why I'm digging this bloody thing up. But it's a mystery, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. You understand?
Oh, I do. I was a policeman once.
Of course you were, Pops. Goddess, you're old.
I'm quite young, really.
Sure you are. What do you think this is that I'm digging up?
Ground?
I'm on a deadline here, and you're not helping. If we're lucky, that scout didn't report back, but I doubt it. In which case, we've got at least one heavily armed ship heading our way. And sometime tomorrow, I'm going to be flash fried in my own skin. And, trivial as it seems, I'd like to find out what's buried here first.
There you are. I thought you were supposed to be interrogating me. I'll give you a hint. The secret to interrogating someone is to actually interrogate them, not nip out to get coffee. You have got coffee, haven't you?
I have things to do other than interrogate spies. This academy is about to be attacked. We were caught undefended before. The whole faculty has been placed on a war footing, and I've raised the defensive shielding.
Well, while you've done that, I've helped myself to your nicest pens. Which of us is winning?
Why are you working for the enemy?
I'm not.
What is their plan?
I don't know! I mean, I can guess it's probably wipe out the academy and then humanity, but beyond that, I'm as in the dark as you are. You do know I shot at that scout, don't you?
Summerfield shot down that scout.
I helped. Oh, she's a good student, you know. She just needs someone to see the value in her.
You defend her? She denounced you.
She's young, she's inexperienced, she's saving her own skin. It's what I'd do in her shoes.
So you're denouncing her now?
No. Honestly, you've arrested two suspected spies, and they were the ones who shot that scout down. What kind of investigation?
You were saying?
Doesn't matter. You raised the defensive shielding around the academy?
Yes, I took care of it personally.
I see. And the enemy fleet's on its way.
Is that a confession?
You know very well it's not. We're doomed.
They're here.
Loud.
It's all right. The shields are up. But they're not going to hold out for long against an entire fleet. Can you get them to to hold off for 5 minutes. I'm so close. I mean, look at this.
What is this?
That, I guess, the scattered remains of a craft of some sort? It must have disintegrated on impact, but I don't think it's enemy technology. I mean, look at this stuff. What's this thing? Do you have any idea what this is?
No.
Didn't think so. Goodness me, you're beautiful. Can you hear that? Can't you hear that voice? Goddess, we're out of time. The sky's falling in.
Are we still alive?
Yes, no thanks to you. Damage report!
Oh, from the sound of it, pretty impressive. Was that your shield?
I'd rather listen to my computer than you.
Would you now?
The force shield emitters have been taken out. Sabotage! The Academy's now defenseless.
Told you it was the shields.
Are you proud of your handiwork, traitor?
Me?
I should shoot you where you stand. You sabotaged the shields.
I always wondered who did. But it wasn't me. No. I've been locked up in here all day. But wait. Who was it who personally raised the shields? You.
What are they doing? What are they doing? You, cadet! Try and get the guns online. We've got to fight back.
Simon!
Benny!
We have to stop meeting like this.
I thought
you'd... No, not now.
That battleship's belly flopping on the atmosphere. It's going to rip this asteroid apart.
I know.
Are you happy? The Academy's going to be destroyed along with everyone who's ever let you down.
Oh, Simon! You really think this is the sum total of everyone who's disappointed me? Get out of my way!
Are you going to join us? Help us fight back?
No, not against that lot. Get out of my way. Look, if you want to help, round everyone up and get them to safety.
That's cowardice!
Prudence, you fight back when you've got cover. And you see this thing in my hand? It's telling me what to do. I'm going to help you, but you have to let me through! Oh!
No! Benny!
Simon, get out of my way or I will hit you!
You're quite right, of course.
I'd always wondered. It explains so much. Why you let poor young Bernie Summerfield camp out in the grounds? You just wanted a scapegoat.
To throw off suspicion? I was counting on some of the students going over to the enemy, of course, but it didn't hurt to have an insurance policy. And then you turned up. An even better target. Who are you?
The easy answer is that I don't work for anyone. But I also work for everyone.
There's no such thing as wandering Samaritans.
That's where you're so boilingly wrong.
It doesn't matter. You and Summerfield, you've helped me enormously. Maybe they'll find your names when they sift through the ruins. Whatever happens, I'll be long gone.
Would you like a little peep at the next page of history? Your allies kill you.
No, they don't. They've already paid me well.
That's because money doesn't matter to them. That ship is coming down, and nothing is going to stop it. And there's going to be no last-minute rescue. You're as dead as the rest of us. Look at it. Is it slowing down? No!
They'll rescue me. They promised.
Look at that ship! Right now, your pension fund manager is doing a happy little jig.
What's it doing?
Well, first it's going through the atmosphere like a wet paper bag. Oh, now it's going to engage warp drive.
They can't!
You try and stop them. Bet you can't.
Stop this! Stop! You promised!
In about 5 seconds' time, your only use will be as cat litter.
Excuse me, sir.
Summerfield, what's going on?
It's my day for hitting men, sir. Here, you, Wintergreen, take my hand. Let me help you up.
What? No!
You mean, thank you? Come on up.
What's going on?
I mended the shields.
With what?
A component I found at the crash site.
How?
It just sort of told me.
Oh. Well, you've done more than mend it. You've frozen that ship in orbit.
And from the looks of the faces, I passed quite a bit of the planet. What have I done?
I wouldn't worry about it. Thanks for hitting the principal. He was the traitor, by the way.
Ah, that explains a lot about him.
Body language?
No, he was just an idiot.
And the crash site?
It's very impressive. Would you like to see?
The way that ship's hovering over us.
Don't like it?
May have to blow it up.
Yes.
And this is what you've dug up? Impressive.
Both what I've done and what I've found?
Oh, yes. Definitely, yes. For a ruin, it's quite lively. Are those bits moving closer together?
It's quite a bit neater than when I left it.
Oh.
Whatever this thing is, it's rebuilding itself.
Wonder what it is.
Changing the subject, just for a second. Who are you? Where are you from? You're not a gardener, so...
Oh, I'm quite boring, really. I'm just a researcher from the Braxiatel collection. You wouldn't have heard of us. Have you heard of us?
No. No, I haven't. Though I wish you'd told me the truth just now.
The truth?
Yes. That you were me.
Put the kettle on, old boy.
Of course.
Who is that?
You have to stop questioning everything. Actually, scratch that. You never will.
I'm pleased to hear it.
When he brings over the tea, it'll be a bit strong. So, I've come from your future. Does that sound as awful as I think it does?
Yes.
I have a friend who always says that kind of thing. It's very annoying.
I can imagine. So, you've come from the future to help me?
Yes, absolutely.
Any reason?
This is a period of my life that's a little,
hazy.
I've always wondered why. What gave me away?
Little things. Surprise.
Ah.
You knew the name of a turtle. Our body language is identical.
You know, I keep that body language stuff to myself when I get older. It's socially annoying.
Thanks for the tip.
Don't mention it. Actually, really, don't mention it.
So, let me see. You came back because everyone thinks I'm a traitor, the entire asteroid is being blown up, and there's a huge vicious space fleet on the doorstep. I can quite see why you'd want to offer me a bit of help.
Actually, I came back... Sorry. I came back here because you're alone.
Oh.
And I didn't want you to be.
Perhaps we could go back to dealing with that battleship.
Oh, look. Here's Pops with the tea.
Sage tea.
Thanks, old boy.
You're welcome. I got you a present.
You did?
Your cup.
This cup? It's my mother's. How did you mend it?
I was well taught. Enjoy your tea.
Amazing. You know, while he doesn't look much like my dad...
No, he's really not.
There's something about him.
Yes, I'll explain later.
Are you hoping that'll work?
Oh, so much.
Anyway. Oh, God, this tastes like socks.
Would you?
Anyway, you're here to help. Start helping. By helping.
You see, young Bernice, what you need to understand is that time is a web and that each strand is precious and that causality is a rug upon which even gods and tricksters dare to tread but lightly.
Do go on.
What I'm saying is that if I were to tell you too much about your future, you might be able to whittle it, And that's not right. I can merely stand to one side and offer you guidance and suggestions at apposite moments.
Apposite moments?
Think of me as the angel on your shoulder, dancing on the eye of a needle. Don't worry. I'll get you through this. Now, we should get back to the crash site. There's important work for you to do.
Just a moment.
Sure. You're right.
You haven't got a clue what you're doing, have you?
Ow! Let go of my arm! Oh, I think you've snapped it off.
Stop whining.
Oh, I think your older self and a half, Nelson, could cause a complicated space-time event, I'll have you know. Oh, actually, why isn't it?
I don't care.
Seriously, let go. If our skin touches, there'll be a terrible release of Blinovich energy.
I've already touched you. In the principal's office.
Yes, but... Oh.
As soon as I found that device, it told me what to do. Plug it into the shield.
And make contact with me, physically. Because it wouldn't have had any energy, but when you touched me, the Blinovich release would have been sent back in time to power the device, clever old thing.
Right. Look at that ship up there. Do you know how to stop it?
Not really.
Did you perhaps research what to do before you came back?
No.
Would have been helpful.
Sorry.
Amazing. Now then, about this dig site.
Yes.
The thing I'm digging up. You know what it is?
Yes. I'm not supposed to tell you.
What are you doing? Ow! What'd you do that for?
I noticed earlier. The wreckage is responding to you. Reforming around you.
Yes.
This mysterious object. It's your time machine.
Yes. Well, actually, I borrowed it off a friend.
You borrowed it?
And, crashed it.
Uh-huh.
Turns out there's a reason you're not supposed to go back and visit yourself. It makes the time machine sort of explodey.
And that's why you left me to dig it up.
I didn't dare go near initially, after what happened to Pops.
What did happen to... Never mind.
It needs fine-tuning.
You came back to help me. But really... You needed my help.
Oh, could you not dwell on that aspect of it? Big picture. Just by being here, I'm telling you that it all turns out okay in the end.
Does it?
Yes.
Everything turns out okay in the end.
Well, no.
Thought not.
Professor?
Yes?
Oh dear.
We've been rumbled, old boy.
Yes. Would you mind getting into the pit with her? I need you both where I can see you.
My age. Help me down.
Traitor.
Oh, she does seem to be quite angry with you.
Oh, give me a hand.
Has she...
Worked it all out and turned nasty?
Yes. And you. There's something in you that's so familiar.
I'm your son.
Goddess. But you're ancient.
When the machine blew up, there was a bit of an energy release, and poor Peter ended up kind of wrinkly.
Peter.
Anyhow, it should be temporary once the neutron flow...
Shut up. You're my son.
Yes.
Blimey. Good blimey. Are you happy?
Oh, yes. And when I don't look like this, very hot.
Right. And she... Is she...
What am I, the cat's mother?
You're a disaster. But quite the most fun one imaginable.
Thanks. Thank you. Look, young me, I'm sorry that this is such a cagmag. But listen, we need to sort out a plan. We can't reassemble the time machine without the component that's in the shields, and if we take that out, then there's that battleship to deal with, and then, well, we have to talk about your future.
I've got this.
What's that?
Found it in the ruins. It's a remote control, and I know exactly what to do with it.
Don't you dare click me! Wait, wait! There are three things you need to know! I need to tell you about...
And your time machine's reassembled and on its way! Bye!
Benny! There you are!
Simon! Sorry about hitting you. I had to deal with stuff.
What's happening?
The force field's dissipating.
But the battleship...
I know!
Benny! What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Simon! We're going to win!